I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. Portland Trailblazers star CJ McCollum will miss some time after a CAT scan revealed a partially collapsed lung suffered in Saturday's game against the Boston Celtics. The guard will be further evaluated before a time frame for a return will be known. On the season, the 30-year-old is averaging 20 points, 4 rebounds, and 4.5 assists per game. Just 3 games on the NBA schedule tonight as the Brooklyn Nets win on the road at the Dallas Mavericks 102-99. The San Antonio Spurs are hosting the New York Knicks, while the Lakers play the Boston Celtics in Los Angeles. The NBA has issued a memo to all players warning that anyone who is unvaccinated and here on temporary visa status will not be able to re-enter the United States starting on January 15th. Therefore, any unvaccinated player will not be able to accompany their team to play the Raptors in Toronto or be allowed back if they decide to leave the country during NBA All-Star Weekend. All teams will be required to submit to the league a list of all unvaccinated players by this Friday. In men's college basketball, 5 top 15 teams are in action as number 6 Villanova is taken on Syracuse, number 8 Kansas beats UTEP 78-52, Southern loses at number 10 Kentucky 76-64, number 12 Arkansas is home for Charlotte, while 13th ranked Tennessee falls to Texas Tech 57-52. In women's college hoops, just 2 top 25 teams are on the court as number 20 Ohio State dominates Mount St. Mary's 94-50, while number 25 Colorado tops Southern Utah 81-47. Big loss for the UConn Lady Huskies as the reigning player of the year, Paige Beckers, will be out 6 to 8 weeks after suffering a fracture in her left knee in Sunday's win over Notre Dame. The sophomore is currently averaging over 21 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds per game. Ohio State has hired Oklahoma State defensive coordinator Jim Knowles for the same position with the Buckeyes. Oklahoma State's defense this year was 3rd in the nation in total yards allowed per game. Ohio State had let their defensive coordinator go after a Week 2 loss to Oregon and had secondary coach Matt Barnes calling plays the rest of the season. Cleveland Browns leading receiver tight end David Njoku could miss Sunday's key divisional matchup against the Baltimore Ravens as Njoku has been placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. The 25-year-old leads the team with 407 receiving yards and is tied for the team lead with 3 touchdown catches. Ryan Fitzpatrick will miss the rest of the season as the Washington football team quarterback will undergo arthroscopic surgery on his right hip. The 39-year-old has been on injured reserve since suffering a hip subluxation in the season-opening loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.